Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. Nice to have you along. I'm Shea Bowes and I'm joined by the brains behind the operation, the good looks, the man pulling the wires. let's leave it at that. Augie, he's with us as usual. And another busy week, another roller coaster ride. And where would we start? Well, we've decided, and Augie in particular, has decided you got a bit of headache. Get a bit of headache from listening to the old Shay. Yeah. So what would you reach for, Augie? You'd reach straight for the old Tylenol. Not anymore. Not anymore in America now that RFK Jr. has decided that Tylenol actually gives you autism if you're a baby in a woman's womb. Now, we're not doctors here on the Moscow Mules. We're kind of everything else, right, Augie? We're good at everything, but we're not going to start giving you medical advice. But what is interesting is the reaction of the libtards. As soon as they were told not to take the old Tylenols, right, Augie, what did they do? They started stuffing them down their gobs, like Tylenol was on sale or going out of fashion. Yeah, this is really where it's at now in America. You know, someone gets executed publicly, should celebrate it. You're told not to eat something, you go straight out and do it. It's all about the great American political divide, it seems. Run the video, Augie.
Don't take Tylenol. If you're pregnant, don't take Tylenol. And don't give it to the baby after the baby is born.
Okay, well, that's you. But on the other hand, me? Oh, I'm gonna turn up.
Everything is earned in this life, baby, nothing given. Heard you cut your bestie off, I know that was a tough decision. Sleeping in a pistol locker room, I'm on another mission. K Cunningham left his crops, yeah.
Take that, Trump.
So that's where it's at, Augie. If they say it's black, you got to say it's white. If they, you know, if it's up, it's down. If it's in, it's out. If a guy is a guy, it's suddenly a woman. Yeah, yawn. We've heard that one before. But what's the story with this Tylenol stuff, Augie?
You know what's funny, Chi? The same that you said goes for the journalists. Because back in 2013, Reuters came out with the article headlined, "Too much Tylenol in pregnancy may affect development." But now that Trump has said that, the Reuters comes out with the article saying that Trump linked with the autism is not backed by science. And the cherry on top is that back in 2017, Tylenol company itself came out saying that we actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it's kind of do as I say, not as I do. Do as I do, not as I say. It seems that anything, I've often said this myself in my own right, on my own social media, that if Donald Trump came up with a cure for cancer, they would complain that the victims were being denied the right to suffer. That's where we're at. So while the big Don is giving medical advice, yeah, it doesn't sound right, does it? Anyway, while he's giving out the old medical advice and solving the problem of autism, I've completely solved it. Big announcement. Yeah. He's also sort of getting involved in the artistic expression in the remembrance of presidents. Now, there is a little area of the White House, and it's called, you know, the Presidential Gallery. It's basically got the portraits of all the past presidents of the United States. And it's usually been a kind of a bipartisan kind of thing where people, you know, whether you agree or disagree, Republican, Democrat, you know, everybody's up there, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, it doesn't matter. You go into the sort of the gallery. Now, the Big Don has decided to put something else in the gallery instead of Sleepy Joe's actual picture. This is really probably the ultimate troll, right, Augie? This is something else. Run the video, Augie.
So there you go. Different presidents.
Okay.
Reagan there.
Everybody's there.
Yep.
So we should be getting to Joe Biden. Yeah, right. So there's the Bushes, right? There's the Big Don. And
that's the Biden.
Ah, it's the auto sign machine.
How petty can you get?
Yeah, well, you know, Sleepy Joe, he was the man with the plan. It's all gone down the pan. You might recall last week we solved the problem of working out where the country of Azerbaijan was. Yeah, the big Don, he's not only the peace president, not the king of peace, he's also the geography president. And this week round, it seems one a week, he has announced that he solved the long simmering ethno-nationalist conflict and brutal war between Armenia and Cambodia. Here it is. Run the video, Augie.
Cambodia and Armenia. It was just starting and it was a bad one. Think of that.
Horrible conflict. So many war crimes.
It's a horrible, horrible conflict between Armenia and Cambodia. Now, don't worry. I hear you out there saying, gee, I never heard anything about this. Right, Augie? I never heard about the conflict between Armenia and Cambodia, right?
This is a live report from the heart of the chaos in Cambodia. Battalions of cybernetic killing machines from Armenia are advancing without mercy, tearing through streets and reducing the city to rubble. Smoke rises from burning buildings, alarms pierce the air, and the once bustling city is now a scene of absolute devastation. Witnesses run for cover as the relentless machines continue their assault, leaving destruction in their wake. Reporting directly from the front lines of this unprecedented attack, bringing you the latest for Moscow Mules.
Do not quit the Armenia.
Yeah, take it from Muggy. He's Armenian. So, you know, we made that up, of course. You know, newsflash, AI, you know, get with it. If you're not using AI, AI is using you. That's what they say. Well, that's what Augie tells me. So how many wars has the big Don, the peace president, the man, you know, he's basically got the Nobel Peace Prize in the bag, right, Augie? How many wars has he actually solved? Well, Augie's done what he does best, and he's rummaged around in the old trash cans of history to uncover the wars that the big Don has mentioned and suggested that he's actually solved, right, Augie? So we're going to do a bit of war salvage ping pong. And one of our favorites here on the Moscow Mules. I think I'll start, Dougie. The first one is, of course, the one we've just shown you, the war between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Is that war actually over, Augie?
Well, the actual hostilities have been over back in 2023, and then it's been a long process of talks. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And was the Big Don centrally involved in ending that war?
They signed a deal at his place, but the war has been over long before.
So we can actually give 1 point to the Big Don. He can basically claim a bit of involvement in ending that one, right? Over to you. What's next, Dougie?
I'll give a half a point. Next is Cambodia and Thailand, and you have to give it to him. It was all Don's work.
Okay, so that's one. Let's give him 2 points. I'm giving him two. 2 points to the Big Don. Next one, Augie.
Israel and Iran. Like, is this war even over?
I don't know. I'll give him half a point. Half a point because, you know, he basically supplies Israel with all the weapons. And, yeah, let's just give him half a point. 2.5 points. So next one is, of course, India and Pakistan, right? So India and Pakistan, he claimed he solved that war. Now, I don't think that India or Pakistan actually accepted that he solved it. I think they basically just got their heads together and ended it, right?
Actually, Pakistan claims that it was thanks to Trump, but India says they solved it by themselves.
Another half point, so he's on three, right? What's next?
Next is the conflict between Rwanda and the DRC. And the problem here is that the hostilities on the ground still go on and people kept getting killed.
So no points. So next one is Egypt and Ethiopia. I didn't even know there was a war between Egypt and Ethiopia. So if you knew that back home, you know, well done. Augie knew, I didn't know. I'm just being honest, unlike some people.
That's the thing, there was no war.
Ah, so the reason I didn't know about the war was because there was no war, but the Big Don claimed he'd solved it anyway.
And just like the next one, Che, the war between Serbia and Kosovo.
Ah, that war, that's not a war.
He solved it? Did he?
So he solved the war between Serbia and Kosovo. So Kosovo, for a start, isn't actually a country. Kosovo is Serbia. So if it was a war, you would call it a civil war, because basically Kosovo is a country set up by the Clinton Foundation to basically antagonize Serbia because Serbia is a friend of Russia and because, you know, London and Washington and Brussels have had a giant pain in their ass with Belgrade for like hundreds of years. The small little history interlude there. So that's a bullshit one. So no points there. What's next, Dougs?
The next is Azerbaijan and Albania. one of the most bloodiest conflicts in human history.
But that didn't exist either, right?
Nope. Just like the final war he solved that we just mentioned between Armenia and Cambodia. But one day Cambodians are going to pay.
Yeah, and newsflash. I also hear through the newswire that he today has announced that he solved the war between Palestine and Israel. He solved that. The hostages are coming home. And that one is also now off the table. Now, we're not going to mention Russia-Ukraine because that was meant to be done in 24 hours and it's just taking slightly longer. Thank you for listening to this message directly from the Trump PR Academy. Mm-hmm. Now, meanwhile, while the Big Don is solving lots of makey-up wars that don't exist or half-solving wars just because he's got the biggest army on earth, maybe the Russians catching up, and, you know, controls the global reserve currency, he can kind of solve things by just looking in somebody's direction. While that's actually happening, there is a kind of conflict going on, I'll give you right, in the United States itself. Forget about the civil conflict between left and right, between Democrat and Republican, this schism that's opened up. There's an actual very combative feeling right now when it comes to immigration and getting rid of what are seen as illegal immigrants. ICE, the immigration sort of the catch-em-all group who are trying to capture and deport people en masse at a scale never seen before in United States history, have released something of a sort of very cultured video of how they're going about their business. Right, Augie?
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all. Run the video, Uggs. I wanna be
the very best, like no one else was. They even did the Pokemon fonts. To train them is my call.
These are human beings though, right, Augie? These aren't little animated characters in a little plastic ball. These are actual people, right?
I think the White House is doing a great job at dehumanizing people who wanted to live in the United States.
Yeah, it's kind of like you want to put them all on Alligator Island and, you know, make jokes about them trying to escape and getting eaten and turning into Lacoste sleeping bags. That would never happen in the US, right? So while the U.S. official anti-immigration sort of organization, ICE, actually, you know, posts a kid's video tracking down human beings, you know, whether you're for or against immigration or for or against ICE, it's a bit cringe, you know. You could have done it a little bit more tastefully, maybe, Yucks. Something else is going on. The Big Don decided, after meeting Zelensky at this big UN meeting we talked about, he decided that Ukraine is now going to win the war. After calling Zelensky a dictator, after calling him a loser, basically, telling him he had to get in line, understand the reality of the war, don't invade a country 20 times bigger than you, blah, blah, blah. Now, the latest dip on the roller coaster with the Big Don is Ukraine is going to not only recapture all its territory back to the 1991 borders, it's actually going to capture a big chunk of Russia too. Maybe all the way to Moscow. Who knows, Augie? Maybe Kursk 2.0. How did Kursk 1.0 actually work out? Not so well. Now, you got to ask yourself, how did the narco-fuhrer, the Bankova bandit, how did he respond to all this stuff? Well, of course, he thought all his birthdays had come at once. And he actually felt exactly like the US president. Yeah, for sure. Run the video, Augie.
Sorry, I have the question.
I'm feeling like President of the United States.
Well, of course you feel like the President of the United States. That's because you live in a land of delusion and confusion. Right, Augie?
Absolutely correct. And his own media, don't forget, Zelensky has destroyed all opposition media in the country. His own media has been caught adding audience to his speech at the UN using the AI.
Yeah, and that's not the first time Zelensky was also responsible previously at a UN speech to populating, adding a few people in, because it seems that in New York, world leaders have had enough listening to the professional beggar complaining about how the world, it just is not doing enough for his offshore bank account balance. Let's have a look at how the Ukrainian state media actually used AI to make the audience in the auditorium, which was less than half full for his keynote address, look like it was actually very well attended. This is what you're up against. Remember last week, bunches of Vietnamese men were the only people that seemed to be responding to a social media post. Now it's imagined audience attendees at a big UN meeting. You can't make this up. Run the video, Augie.
War has already reached too many people to pretend it has nothing.
Hardly a man moving.
War has already reached too many people to pretend it has nothing.
So it seems that in the world of the Euro scam, you can just make stuff up. Nothing actually needs to be real, because this singular truth, this singular idea that Ukraine are the good guys, no matter what Ukraine did, whatever they've done to the people of Donbass, bombing them, killing thousands of people in the run-up to 2014, killing people after the civil conflict started because of the CIA coup. Nothing matters. There is only one truth. And it seems that applies to everybody who's waving a flag for the old Euro scam, including the boys who think they're girls, or something in the middle. Check this out. This is from a Pride march in the UK, where a person, let's say, right, I think that's the first way to describe this, a person is defending genocide of women, kids, basically suggesting that everybody needs to die in Gaza, because if they don't, they're going to grow up to become terrorists. This is basically called Nazism, fascism, genocide approval. But look where it's coming from. Look at the individual who's giving you the advice, and see an example of how the brain softens when it's pickled in Euro scam propaganda. Run the video, Augie.
If you have a one message to Israel, what would it be?
Keep going.
What, keep going on the genocide or free? Yep.
Oh, really?
I know.
Get the job done.
Or finish the babies?
No. Just get rid of Hamas. Make it go.
No, but right now they own a life in babies. They're not even...
No, they're hiding behind babies.
What? Oh, really?
Of course they are.
Hiding behind babies.
No, everything is... All the tunnels, everything, they're always hiding behind civilians.
Who actually believes this stuff? Do you remember this Israeli propaganda about tunnels under hospitals? It was completely taken apart like a Lego set. It's completely false. But you can see, when these vulnerable and gullible and mentally unwell people, obviously, are pickled in this propaganda, they don't seem to have any resistance to it, Augie.
I think what makes it even funnier is that right behind this guy, there's someone walking with a poster, resist cruelty.
Yeah, resist common sense would be more like it. So while the freak show continues and the clown show rolls on, it seems that anybody dressed in a Ukrainian dress can profess their right to support genocide. But if you have any other ideas about what's happening in the Euro-Reich right now, you could be in a lot of trouble. You know, let's connect the dots a bit, right, Augie? We've got all these, you know, fake GPS attack on von der Leyen's airplane in Bulgaria. Then we had the duct tape drone warfare against Poland, where the only house that was destroyed by a Polish jet who fired a missile straight up the pipe of old Yaroslav's house. Yeah. And then, of course, we had the Romanian invasion, which didn't really happen at all. And now it's lights, camera, action up in Denmark with these giant drones who are flying around covertly trying to film a secret airbase, right, Augie, with these giant lights on them. They look like flying Christmas trees. Of course, if you're the Russians, the first thing you want to do is make sure that the people in the surrounding areas can film these drones, because they're full of lights.
Of course!
It makes completely great sense, right, Augie? That's what's going on. Or maybe what's actually going on is the Euro Führer, Miss von der Leyen, wants to scare the out of everybody in Europe so that she can tighten up on the flow of information, that the singular truth about what's happening in Ukraine, which is a complete catastrophic show and failure from NATO and the EU, is, you know, kept in check, that the singular truth is propped up. The Eurofuhrer made a very spooky speech very recently about the European Defence Shield, the idea that there would be a central authority controlling media. And you know what they say, if you want to control somebody's thinking, control the media, control exactly how people like us are clamped down on, shut down, just like RT is. I wonder why they don't want us to say what we're saying. Think about it. Let's have a listen to basically the queen of authoritarian Europe telling you what she wants you to hear, not what you want to hear, because you can't be trusted, particularly if you hear the truth. Run the video, Augie.
The rise in information manipulation and disinformation, as we hear, is dividing our societies. It is not only eroding trust in the truth.
It's meant to divide
but also
society.
Democracy
People
itself.
Are meant to disagree,
this
right,
Augie? This is why we urgently need the European Democracy Shield. We need more capacity to monitor and detect information manipulation and disinformation. So we will set up a new European Centre for Democratic Resilience.
Democratic Resilience!
I like how they always come up with this nice name, the Centre for Democratic Resilience.
The Centre for Democratic Resilience. The Centre for Judenkraft. The Centre to relieve Europe of the issue of information that may not, you know, tally with our version of reality, which is complete bullshit. This is authoritarianism. You know, this is crazy. What's actually happened in Europe is not only insane, it's very, very scary. So while the Eurofuhrer is basically tightening up on the chance to even hear the truth or the right to disagree, it's getting strangled, okay? While that's happening, the exceptionally intelligent and massively successful Oscar Pistorius, who's the German defense minister, Christ knows how he is, but given the quality of the people that used to be German defense minister, hello Ursula, nice to see you, it's not surprising, he suggests recently in an interview that Russian satellites are chasing German satellites through space. Now, Oscar, we have a little lesson for you here in physics and space travel. Augie is a bit of a buff. He does like to dress up as a medieval, archer and splash around in the muddy fields of Russia. But he also is a bit of a space geek. Augie, give us the background as to why Mr. Pistorius is incredibly retarded, ignorant, and dim. Reminds me of Miss Bareback.
So in case any of the German elites are watching this, and for our audience with three grades of education, you see every missile, every rocket is being launched in the same direction, the direction of the rotation of the Earth, to save costs. And that's why every satellite and every space object that's being launched by humans, it's always moving into one direction, chasing each other. That's how orbiting works.
So Pistorius is basically actually retarded and stupid, right?
As if we didn't suspect this.
Yeah. Run the video, Augie.
Just getting some breaking news from the German defense minister, this is Boris Pistorius, saying that two Russian surveillance satellites are currently pursuing two Intelsat satellites used by German forces and others. Intelsat satellites used by German forces and others, the German defense minister says, are being pursued by Russian surveillance satellites.
Those pure, innocent, harmless German intelligence satellites.
Oh, yeah.
Pursued by the brute Russians.
Yeah, of course. Look, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior, as they say. And what have the Germans ever done wrong? Now, in between making diktats on information and telling you what to do, what to think, and what you can legally say, Ursula von der Leyen does the odd media interview. Now, there's two sides of the same coin here. The client media in the West, United States, particularly British, in particularly French and German, have been so complicit in creating a false reality around not only the history of the conflict in Ukraine and Russia, but also in the perpetuation of that conflict. Any chance they get, they like to stir it up a bit and even put pressure on someone as Russophobic, pro-war and delusional as von der Leyen. So you're seeing two people here basically competing to see who can hate Russia most. And you've got Christine Amanpour, a very well-known American journalist, CIA operator, being sort of aggressive with von der Leyen. It's quite interesting. And saying, you know, the Turks shot down a Russian jet, nothing happened. Why don't you shoot down some Russian jets and see what happens? Problem is, what might happen is, it might be the last thing you ever do on this earth. Yeah, run the video, Augie.
Turkey did it 10 years ago.
Yep.
And didn't suffer consequences necessarily.
No, and it's a principle of NATO and Article 5. So
what's taken you so long? I know you're not NATO, but what's taken the world so long? Because Russia has been really testing for such a long time. Is it time now to punch back in the nose?
What the f***?
She's like Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. Here's an interesting one, right? Now, you see Christine Amanpour. You might want to actually research who Christine Amanpour's husband is. Well, he just so happens to have been a significantly senior spokesman in the Biden government. Very friendly with our old friend Tony. Yeah, Tony Blinken. And the people at the very center of the Ukro scam, which started this war in the first place. So there's your independent media. Christine Amanpour is allowed to stand on TV. Doesn't have to tell anybody who she's working for or with. Meanwhile, the likes of us here trying to tell you the odd whisper of truth, we're outlawed. We're the bad guys. Don't forget it. And of course, while this show is unfolding with, you know, significant media platforms actually pushing already Russophobic, insane and delusional politicians to do more to start World War III, everything is all good in Europe. All is well in the garden, I suppose. There's no cost of living crisis, no immigration crisis, no healthcare crisis, no problems whatsoever. Europe is just perfect. Well, at least it used to be. So we put together a small video of a recent event which we think reflects the reality in Europe. Germany's economy going down the toilet due to severing cheap, efficient, reliable Russian gas. France's political scene collapsing as the probable winner of the presidential race is excluded by some phony political criminal case. Mr. Sarkozy, of course, is off to jail. It's all a bit of a clown world, a bit of a clown show. Now, we don't want to be criticized too much for being too mean to good old Europe. So we've decided to add, Augie's idea, a little bit of culture to this clip. Yeah, run the video, Augie. Welcome to Europa. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. It's just gone to shit, hasn't it? It really has. So sadly, it's adieu for now. The end of another episode of the Moscow Mules, where we all sat together and watched with our mouths open as the clown world demonstrated just why there are circuses, so we can all watch as they make fools of themselves. But this clown show has a very dark side to it. As the media and the pro-war elites in Europe and in the United States, people like Linda Graham, push and push and push for a conflict with Russia. We see how ludicrous it all is. But what we also should know and remember is that none of their families, big pension funds, or those elites who are pushing, none of them will actually die in the war. That will be the privilege of people like you, the old taxpayer, people who are raised as tax cattle. You know, when you stop paying those taxes, you're only good for one thing, remember? And that's slaughter. Yeah. So keep your eyes open and watch as they push harder and harder to cover up the giant show they've created in Ukraine. It's a game with only two endings, and neither are that pretty. We'll be here, same time, same place next week, Augie and I, rummaging around, making a nuisance of ourselves for people like von der Leyen, who would prefer that you only heard one news bulletin, her one. But we're not going to have that. See you next time.